USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After signing 90 executive orders to change the border policy at America's frontiers, President Biden, in his State of the Union address, is blaming Congress for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls out Democrats for putting America where she is right now.
But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols.
Turkey now has roughly 60,000 aid personnel in the area affected by this week's massive earthquake. But with the devastation so widespread, many are still waiting for help. Turkish President Erdogan is visiting the quake zone Wednesday, conceded shortfalls in their response during the first day, but said the situation has improved since then. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 11,000 people. The head of the Federal Reserve has made some bold statements to the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects inflation to linger into next year.
My guess is it will take certainly into not just this year, but next year to get down close to 2%.
And about interest rate hikes?
Ongoing rate increases will be appropriate. And the reason is we're trying to achieve a stance of policy that is sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation down to 2% over time. And we don't think we've achieved that yet.
But he does feel Americans will see relief from high prices this year. I'm John Schaefer.
Thursday will mark the day the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1964. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
An NBA player has obtained a piece of history.
One Lakers star overtakes another.
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James, a shot at history. LeBron stands alone!
Brian Anderson on TNT as James connects on a fallaway shot in the final seconds of the third quarter against Oklahoma City, and the L.A. crowd erupts. The 38-year-old James eclipses Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 points, the record since 1989. Abdul-Jabbar was one of the first to shake James's hands. James was drafted by the Cavaliers in 2003. I'm Jerry Barmash.
New documents released Tuesday are providing an account of what authorities call blatantly unprofessional conduct of five officers involved in the fatal police beating of Tyree Nichols during a police stop last month, including new revelations that have surfaced how one officer took and shared pictures of the victim. Ukrainian President Zelensky made a rare trip out of his country Wednesday, visiting Britain in a request for more advanced weapons as Kyiv braces for an expected Russian offensive. Also revealed, Zelensky has announced his intentions to retake land taken by Moscow's military. The U.S. Navy released photos of crews recovering large pieces of Chinese balloons shot down over the Atlantic Ocean over the weekend as it traveled across the entire United States. Officials say Congress will be briefed on the found equipment today and tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.